This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you... Look at that thing. Why does that keep doing that? I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation. You want to get involved. If you go up to the website, we've got a live chat room off the website or on the website, whatever you want to call it. We also have a Facebook feed. Right, so there's another place you can get the information that you are looking for. Anyway, got you want me to sound like Hannity? We've got breaking news. We're going to be here. We've got a lot to say. Put your buckle your seatbelt and let's get rolling. Oh, come on, I'm sorry. He goes. I look over my shoulder and man, he looks like he's ready to start. You know, start in the fight ring. Right, ready to go. It's just a boxing ring. Just hilarious to watch him. Anyway, man, I got to tell you what. Jussie Smollett, okay? Just amazing to me. They let this guy out today. You want to talk about corruption at the highest levels? Well, maybe not the highest levels, but high enough. High enough to get him. You know, they let him out for bail money and his community service. I still don't know what he's done for community service. Nobody knows what he's done for community service. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They really do. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm really not. I'm trying to understand for the most part. I don't get it. I mean, with all the money he caused that the policeman, there were dozens, not one, not two. Remember, this was a hate crime, right? This was a hate crime, so there were dozens of police that were on this. There were dozens of detectives trying to figure out who these guys were that were out on a cold night with just MAGA hats on. A couple of white guys that turned out to be black guys. And now, all of a sudden, the check that they found written by him to these, I don't know, I guess they were workout people or something. We can't get a straight answer, so we really don't know. But, I mean, this is one of those scenarios. You've got the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, mega mad, miffed off to no end over this, as well he should be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved. Open your mouth. Say something. Do something. It's really that simple. You can buy my book and or a coffee. Actually, you know what? Order the coffee mug and the book at the same time. That way you can sit with a nice cup of coffee while you read the book. Okay, I'm telling you, you'll love it. You'll love everything about it. You'll get if you like the show, you'll get a big kick out of the book. I can't tell you what happened. This thing came out of nowhere. And what's really funny is what did we hear today? Over 5,000 cases in Chicago so far have not been prosecuted because they don't have. They don't have the resources, the people that they need. Right? Now, come on. Think about this. So you wonder why Chicago's crime rate's so high. I've heard these stories before from police officers right out of Chicago where they say it's irritating as heck because we arrest these guys. We pick them up on the streets for having guns and other things. They go bring them down to the police station, right? They book them. They get them into court, suspended sentence. I mean, they pretty much run court there 7/24, for God's sakes. You know, they get time served and they move them on. So who cares whether you have a gun or not? You ain't going to jail. So maybe instead of trying to wipe out the guns, why don't you guys actually start enforcing the law? Start putting people in jail. How about that? It's just amazing. And later on, we'll go through some more of the I won't even call it, it's going to be called dementia. Right? Yeah, there's no other way to put it. I mean, Representative Swalwell, I mean, that guy, he's got real problems. You better make sure he has no guns around his house. I mean, the only one caught lying in this whole Russian event or Russian investigation was President Trump. I want to know what kind of crack he's smoking. Right, because we had Comey, we had the CIA director, the previous CIA director. We had so many people caught lying in that Russian investigation, but the only one he can remember. This must be a special form of Alzheimer's, right? Trump-Simers or something. I don't know what else to call it. Brennan lied. Comey lied. This is a way of life for these people. We've got so much to cover tonight, and I mean that. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be Hannity funny, but we have got so much to cover tonight. We've also got a special guest coming on. And he's a former. God, I had this a second ago. See, I love it. Oh, former special agent and U.S. diplomat Eric Karen is going to be on with us. He spent his life upholding the law. He spent his life keeping this country safe, or trying to keep this country safe. He's held senior positions with the Homeland Security and Interpol. Eric recently released his first book, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. And I got to talk with him earlier today, but I got to tell you, don't go anywhere, because this ought to be a great conversation. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. None of you really know anything about that. I mean, I'm what's her name? Annette Funicello. I'm waiting for her to walk through the door some night when that thing goes on like that, kicking up sand all over the place. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there. But let me bring on my next guest. He's a U.S. Some of you know I'm just getting over a cold. Special Agent U.S. Diplomat Eric Curran is with me. He's spent his life successfully conducting and managing covert operations. We need him to run the Mueller investigation related to national security, transnational crime, terrorism, and money laundering. His new book, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. But we're gonna push his book. and we're going to push his brain to give us all the information he can give us on really what's going on with the Mueller investigation and so much more. Hey, thanks for being with me, Eric.
Hey, Joe, it's an honor to be on with you, and I can't wait to have this conversation with my fellow Beantown friend here.
I'm not going to tell him, but basically he tried, and you guys have been listening to me for years, he tried to pass off a very bad Boston accent. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. I'll leave it at that. I'm having a beer in Revere. Come on.
Oh, God bless America. But,
yes, okay. Yes.
So first, let's just hit the obvious one, the one that's got the airwaves heated up everywhere. Jesse Smollett. I mean, this guy was, today he was let go for, community service. I think he licked about 10,000 envelopes, which I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent. And then on top of that, they kept his $10,000 because you and I both know 10 days of investigation with a dozen detectives and a good part of the police force eating up their resources only runs about 10 grand, right?
Yeah, right, Joe. Hey, listen, first, let me tell you again, it's an honor to be on with you. Hey, listen, you know, there's nothing that drives a police officer or a detective crazier than a timid prosecutor or a politically inclined prosecutor to let bad guys go. You know, you heard tonight from, I think it was the deputy from that county, say that basically this was a normal course of business, that they've let go 5,700 felons in the last 2 years, deferred prosecutions. And is there any wonder why Chicago is in the state that it's in today? And more police officers, you know, take their own lives in America than are killed by a bullet or by a knife because of suicide. And, you know, Chicago PD has the highest rate of suicide in America. And, you know, this can't help when officers and detectives are risking their lives day in and day out to put felons behind bars, and you have a timid prosecutor or politically driven prosecutor, let them walk.
I want you, wait a minute, don't go past that so fast. I mean, we never hear about this, okay? We never hear about the level of suicide rates, among police officers across this country.
Yes.
You know, we hear about others. I mean, God bless our military men and what have you, but we never hear about the level or the rate of suicide for our police officers. And, you know, do we have an idea of what that's caused by?
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, I can tell you that in 2018, 163 officers that we know of committed suicide.
Wow.
And, you know, this year alone, and this number went up just today from 55 to 56. As of today, Blue Help is an organization that I work with to help educate and prevent suicide among law enforcement officers, LEOs, at the local, state, and federal level, because they're not getting the help that they need. Police departments in America barely have enough money to go to the police range and shoot once or twice a year, never mind hiring holistic or putting in place a holistic wellness program for these officers, never mind their family members who are in the best place to help them. And so they don't have the resources. And, you know, we ask human beings to perform superhero jobs. Mm-hmm. And then we wonder why some of them commit suicide after seeing a child killed or molested, or seeing a bad guy, such as, you know, a lot of these cases, bad guys walk, or they do 2 or 3 years in the can when they should have done 20 years in the can. And so it is the frustration of our criminal justice system. It is the stress that they see, what they see every day, that, and then go home and deal with, you know, their children or their spouse. And collectively, all together, it can be overwhelming, obviously.
And it's not something, it's not like you can go home and unwind with your spouse or unwind with the kids or talk about the day at work, right? I mean, it's something you got to kind of hold close to the vest because there's a lot of pretty ugly things that go on.
Absolutely, Joe. You know, I was a special agent for 25 years. I worked domestically. I dealt with drug smugglers, child pornographers, money launderers, counterfeiters, arms traffickers, doing covert operations with the Russians, the Iranians, the Chinese, worked domestically as well as internationally. And, you know, I suffered from PTSD myself, if I may say. And, you know, after I retired, I had suicidal thoughts myself. And I got help. But if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we don't take that into consideration sometimes, the other side of it. All we ever hear about, and, you know, people who've been listening to the show for any length of time know, you know, I have a beloved uncle who passed away years ago, but he was part of the Boston Police. And, you know, again, we never really gave a thought when I was a young kid that he would never come home. But later on in life, you start thinking, wow, you know, with what's going on out there at the time, you know, in the 70s, there could be a time when he didn't come home. And that had to weigh on him. It's got to weigh on you guys, too, because you know you've got a family depending on you. You know you've got people, you know, and kids that love you. So it's not an easy task to go out there and, frankly, and save our butts on a daily basis. We don't really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Joe. I mean, until the day I retired, weeks before I retired, I was out in the street with my guys, and I was an agent, special agent, in charge in the state of Rhode Island. And I was out hitting a door, a crack house, and the bad guy was on the third floor with drugs and guns. And the light went on, like, wow, this is serious business. And at any given moment, life could change for any of us out here.
Yep, they don't care. They're cold-hearted. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far, a lot more. Eric will be with us on the other side of the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Chicago, an angry Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to charges being dropped against Empire actor Jesse Smollett.
This is without a doubt
a whitewash of justice.
Smollett insists he never lied to police or prosecutors.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of.
He was indicted on 16 felony counts, including lying to police and planning the racial and homophobic attack he claimed happened back in January. President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border stands.
The yeas are 248 and the nays are 181. Two-thirds not being in the affirmative, the veto of the president is sustained.
The House failed to override his veto of a congressional resolution to overturn the declaration. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, we got a lot going on in the news, and I'm proud to say that I have a retired U.S. Special Agent, U.S. Diplomat, Eric Karen, on with me. He spent his life successfully conducting and managing covert operations related to national security, transnational crime, terrorism, and money laundering and ducking bullets at times. His new book, Switched on the Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. Eric, thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it, sir.
So let's get to the big elephant in the room. You know, when you look at the Mueller investigation and really what took place over the last 2 years, and again, not just the impression it gave, but truly what came down, think about these... I'll say these loons, you don't have to say it, I'll say it, the loons on the left that were so sure, they bet the farm, they bought the stock in the fact that President Trump was going to jail for treason. He was going to be drawn and quartered and hung in several different directions because it was over for him. This is just a nightmare all the way around, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's amazing. When you talk about collusion, the collusion was between high-ranking at the highest levels of the U.S. government, i.e. CIA, FBI, DOJ, and the White House, Obama administration folks, colluding with the media. Because that's what happened here.
That's true.
Basically, you know, the Bureau, FBI, and the CIA, they had a legal FISA war. Well, there's a question whether or not how legal the FISA warrant was, whether or not the information in that FISA warrant was tainted, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put that aside. But they have information from the warrant, and people in the White House, i.e. Susan Rice and others, are leaking that information to the media to try to demonize the president or the candidate. That is a serious violation of our laws. And people need to be held accountable for that.
Yep. No, I agree.
We've been so distracted, Joe, over the last 2 years that we've fallen asleep, and we've taken our eye off the major threats, and that is state sponsors such as Iran, and terrorist groups that are operating out there, including in America operating, as well as transnational criminal groups such as MS-13 and other cartels. I like to say, you know, drugs, especially fentanyl, is a WMD agent, a weapon of mass destruction. It's killing, to date, that we know of, nearly 70,000 people in America, and just in the last four years.
Well, listen, this is not going to be a problem anymore because Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they're going to beef up security at the points of entry that will stop all those drugs from coming in.
Well, yeah. they want open borders, quite frankly, and you heard them. I mean, I can't make this up. I mean, I'm shocked that they're saying climate change is the number one security threat to America these days. I just heard Beto O'Rourke say that about a week ago, that climate change is our number one threat to our existence in America. And it's really sad to hear that because it's not. And our safety is at risk. And people around the world, including terrorists, are watching the soap opera going on here in America, and they're getting ready to strike us. We better wake up.
Oh, listen, I'm on your side of this. I don't know. I do not know how to explain this to people, okay? I mean, really, the bottom line with it is get your eyeballs off of climate change. Look at what's happening at the southern borders. You know, you kind of alluded to it earlier, which is, as the president is over in Europe, as he's over in the Middle East or what have you, to have all this stuff going on at home here, you know, the Mueller investigation and more, all it does is weaken him. They don't have, you know, China doesn't have to make a deal with him because he might be in jail in 2 weeks if the Dems have their way. Why negotiate with this? And people don't realize it. And they're willing to throw America. They're willing to throw the U.S. under the bus because of their political leanings, right?
Yes, absolutely, Joe. I mean, people around the world, and I've traveled around the world, and I served in the Middle East, they have CNN on 24/7 and Al Jazeera. And they're watching all of this. I mean, truth be told, they are news junkies over there.
Really?
And, yes, sir, but there's no Fox over in the Middle East.
Really?
There's CNN. Yeah, there's CNN, of course, with a bureau in Abu Dhabi and station in Abu Dhabi. But there's no Fox. So they watch the CNN and Al Jazeera 24/7. And you're right. I actually had people come up to me and say, is this happening in America? Is this true? And so you're absolutely right. This weakens the president and his ability to negotiate. Absolutely.
Yeah, and these are, you know, some of these stories I say to people all the time, they're distractions. They're distractions from other issues. You know, on a regular basis on the show, when there's always, like, breaking news going on. Today, it's still the Mueller issue. It's still, now it's Jesse Smollett. And I'm saying, guys, you realize you still have Rocket Man over there that we haven't been paying much attention to lately, little dribbles here and there. You've still got issues in the Middle East. Israel's been being attacked. Where is this news? Are you paying attention to what's happening?
Joe, we seem to forgot that 9/11, our government failed us on 9/11, and then we had a 9/11 report. We spent whatever millions of dollars on a 9/11 report. Well, you know what? In the executive summary, imagination, failure in leadership to understand the gravity of terrorism, quote unquote.
Yep.
And that, you know, here we are today, we're falling asleep, that we're so distracted with, you know, this Russian collusion and obstruction of justice, these allegations that could, quite frankly, could have been handled probably at a U.S. attorney's office, probably in Washington or Northern Virginia, didn't have to be kicked up as for an independent counsel. This should have been referred to as any other criminal, if you will, investigation. But the Democratic Party turn this into this soap opera that didn't have to be, quite frankly. And we've, what, $25 million later, 50 plus agents from the FBI investigating these claims.
Eric, I can clean this. I can clean up D.C. in a relatively short period of time. Here's my thought, okay?
Yeah.
Remember when Mrs. Clinton said that if they came after her, she would take half of D.C. with her? Remember when she said that? See, my attitude is, let's just come up with, you know, five different special investigations or investigators and aim them all at Hillary. And then, she's an older woman. What we could say to her is this: we'll let you go. You turn everybody else in. You can have a free ride. I want all the dirt you can give me on everybody else. And I'm telling you, we clean up D.C. in, what, 18 months max?
I love it. Yeah. I do think, here's my honest opinion, do think she needs to plead to a misdemeanor of something regarding her server and the mishandling of classified information. I just hope, at the end of the day, going forward, she pleads to a misdemeanor because for DOJ to bring cases in the future against other individuals.
Yep. You're right.
For similar conduct, it's very challenging, and there are bad guys out there. There are spies out there. There are, you know, people who are determined to hurt us, and those types of prosecutions become that much harder when you have the Hillary Clinton defense.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I would use a Hillary Clinton defense on all of that stuff. I mean, come on, look, I was in technology for 20 years. I knew that everything she said was a lie when it came to that server. That's number one. Number two, I hate to disparage the FBI because, as you said earlier, I believe that most of the guys at rank and file in the FBI are good, honest, hardworking men. But spending 20 years in the business, there is no way on this God's green earth that you're going to tell me the FBI could not retrieve information from some of those hard drives and some of that equipment that they had. No way.
Yeah. Well, you're probably correct, Joe. And I'm hoping that DOJ is looking at, you know, Hillary and her server and mishandling and classified information. I think congressional folks on the Senate side will be looking at Hillary for the next year or so.
Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about your book, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent, and you're going to make a prediction about indictments. I'm going to force you to. Anyhow, we'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Yeah.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Next hour, we're going to talk about the cowards, actually also known as Democrats. The I got to give Mitch McConnell a little kudos here, okay? He is, the Dems are running around talking about the Green Deal and the Blue Deal and the Purple Deal and all these deals that they want to do and all these things that they believe in. So what's Mitch doing? He's putting him on the floor. He's calling them on the carpet. He's, okay, no problem. Here you go. Vote on it. Let the people know how you feel. So we're going to go through a couple of the things that Mitch has done to embarrass the Democrats, although I don't know what drugs they're on because they don't see it as an embarrassment. Anyhow, let's get back to it. U.S. Special Agent, U.S. Diplomat, retired Eric Curran is on with me. He spent his life successfully conducting and managing covert operations related to national security, transnational crime, terrorism, money laundering, and so much. It's not like a game show where you're introducing somebody. Come on. His latest book, Switched On, The Heart and the Mind of a Special Agent. Eric, thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Hey, buddy. It's always a pleasure to be on with you, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
let's hit on some of the, you know, we'll hit on your book in just a second, but the indictments, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got friends in your business. They've been telling me for 18 months now, it's right there, it's coming, it's this, it's that, it's the other thing. Were we waiting for the Mueller investigation to finish? Will we really see some indictments of some of these people? I mean, look, you had Comey, you had Brennan, you had all these liars, all these people who defrauded or conned us. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, enlighten me.
I do, Joe, I do see, you know, first of all, these types of cases linger for, on average, 2 to 3 years, actually. I've done many of these types of cases working with federal prosecutors, and unfortunately, you know, the bar for some of these prosecutors always seems to rise as far as the level of evidence, of proof needed. And as investigators, agents, we go out, we find the evidence, bring it back, and they want more. And because it's proof, not proof beyond a reasonable doubt, it's no doubt in many of these prosecutors' eyes before they bring an indictment. So that being said, I do see, based on what I've read and I know, I do see some charges coming down. If I was certain officials within the Obama administration, I would be concerned because, again, I believe they released classified information to the media to try to hurt the then President Donald Trump, candidate Donald Trump. And that's a serious, obviously, violation of our laws. So I do see some charges coming down. It may be 6 months from now or a year from now, but I do see some people being held accountable for releasing classified information stemming from this whole Russia gate, if you will. Now, the other charges that potentially could be, you know, individual, you know, it could be everything from false statements. It could be, you know, other, you know, could be tax violations, who knows, you know, looking at, you know, individual tax returns.
Well, it's an easy one to go for. I always joke with people. I say, look at,
that's right.
You had proof that Capone, Al Capone, killed hundreds and hundreds of people, either ordered the death of and or killed himself. And what do they put him away on? Tax evasion. I mean, seriously.
That's right.
That's
right.
You know, it's low-hanging fruit, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. You know, they have to justify their existence, if you know what I mean.
Well, now, on the Mueller investigation, the thing that I thought was interesting, in the last week or 10 days, they actually, I can't remember the guy's name, but they were calling out somebody that was part of the Obama administration as someone they were looking into, all right? And then, you know, then you see this thing wind down fairly quickly, and I'm thinking to myself, and this is just an inside thought. I don't know how true this might be. I'm thinking, okay, are they now starting to uncover things that would be very, very, very uncomfortable for the Obama administration, and this is why they're cutting this investigation short? This is why they're deciding, okay, we need to end this now and kill it. What do you think?
Well, I think I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, only because I think referring it to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington or Virginia or New York could be a good thing. Get it away from you know, the counsel, if you will, and his folks, and put it into the hands of career agents and career prosecutors to examine versus this politically charged counsel, if you will, being led by Mueller. So I think that's a good thing. Does that make sense to you, Joe?
Well, yeah. No, listen. I you know how the law works better than I do, or how those agencies work better than I do. I'm sitting there, and I know that at some point in time, this line has to come together. When Mueller's doing his investigations, this line somehow has to cross, come together, meet up, where the Obama people, the people that actually...
Yeah.
Listen, again, here's the layman. And I'm the radio guy. I'm the layman. I'm sitting here thinking, now, wait a minute. This whole thing started with a dossier that was a lie.
Yes.
That was
yes.
not vetted properly.
Yes.
And when you look at
all
this...
intelligence. Yes.
Bingo. And you're telling me that those FBI experts, the guys at the top that do this for a living, do this day in and day out, didn't know that this was a lie? Of course they did. And they went on with it anyway because they were looking to nail Trump, right?
Yes. Some of them, actually, some of them, and even in DOJ, they knew that this information was questionable. And they should never have included that information in the affidavit to the FISA court. And they knew it was false.
But Eric, what are the FISA judges waiting for? I mean, if I'm, and I'm not trying to regurgitate what you hear in other places, but if I'm a FISA judge and I think you pulled the wool over my eyes, you're back into my office, my chambers, pretty darn fast.
Correct. You're right. But you know, most of these warrants are approved. Do you realize that? Very few. You can take a look for yourself. Very few are denied.
Really?
So most warrants, yes, sir, most warrants are pretty much rubber stamped through.
Interesting.
Very few are denied.
All right. Let's talk about your book, okay?
Yeah.
And it's Switched On, The Heart and the Mind of a Special Agent. The first question I have when I look at that, I'm thinking to myself, is it simply a special agent or most law enforcement men and women?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, Joe. Yeah. I really appreciate it. It's dedicated to my hero, my dad, who was a shoeshine boy. And he taught me everything I needed to know in life. And I talk about it in the book. And that was strengthen the mind through education. It's your ticket to life's party. Strengthen the soul through faith. And strengthen the body through sleep, eat, and exercise. That's the principle of Switched On, the core principles. And I dedicated the book to him and my twin brother and all law enforcement officers, Leos, because, Joe, quite frankly, they risk their lives for you and me, and they don't know you or me from a hole in a wall, and they're willing to die for you and for me. And I think that's pretty remarkable. And we go to bed every night knowing that if in the middle of the night we need to call somebody, who do we call? We call 911, and some man shows up or woman shows up and tries to help us.
Yeah.
And they don't get paid enough money and given enough respect to show up at our house at 2 a.m. in the morning.
With a gun that's willing to jump in front of a bullet for you, who doesn't know you from Adam.
That's
and,
right.
And all we can do. Now, see, I think that some of the noise that you hear out there, I think it's a minority of people that can't stand the police or that hate the police. I think the majority of us have a lot of respect for them, a lot of respect for what you guys do, and it's too bad that more of us wouldn't speak up. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, so the book is dedicated to all Leos out there because I walked in their shoes, and I know the pain and the struggles of being a law enforcement officer, and I've dedicated the book to them. I voiced and I shared my story, my pain, my heartache, so to help other men and women in law enforcement.
Well, what you guys see again, having a couple of family members, include my uncle who I was close to, talk about some of the things that they saw. I can't imagine, you know, what you go to bed with at night when you see some of the scenes that you see that you've had to show up on. And you know what? Not always death and destruction. But, you know, like my uncle would say, when they'd show up at some places where there'd be five or six kids in the house and they weren't eating right, they didn't have the right amount of clothes, it was cockroach infested. Those are things that are a big deal, too, because they're things that you guys have such a heart. You'd love to do things for these families, but you can't. You can't feed them all and you can't take care of them all, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, we see things that we should never have seen. And, you know, we then have to go home, like you said earlier, And put on a fake smile.
Yep.
And maybe go to your kid's baseball game.
Yep.
And act like nothing happened. But maybe an hour before, I just had to look into the eyes of a mom and say to her, your daughter, 6 years old, was molested.
Wow.
So, Switched On Life, my website, Joe, Switched On Life.
Listen, Eric, thanks for being with me. Keep getting the message out there. Because, you know, people need to know what you guys are up against and what you do. I don't think they actually think it through. Hey, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Come on back, because in the next hour, we're going to talk about pulling the blanket away from the Democrats. Uncovering them for what they really are. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit.